Good morning, everybody. This is Brother Troy McGahan from Central Baptist Church here in Marion, Kentucky. And got some exciting news. God willing, we are in the process of trying to get started, and I emphasize trying to get started, on building a fellowship hall here at Central Baptist Church. So we're excited about that. But I also got some other good news. God willing, we're going to try it tomorrow to start a series on the book of the Revelation. Now, here's the thing. I've got friends all over the place on it. I've got friends that are all meal. I've got friends that are premillennial, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. What I'm going to try to do is just look at what the Bible says. Now, of course, I know that's what everyone says they want to do and stuff, but one of the things that I think we've got to be careful about, and I love systematic theology, okay? But here's the thing. I don't know that there is particularly every little verse going to sit just right and fit to our systems that we've come up with on eschatology. So I am convinced that the Lord is coming back. I am convinced He's coming back literally, physically, bodily. And when He comes back, that time will be, well, what He says He's going to do. So here's the thing. If I had to put myself in a position, so to speak, or where I'd fit in, I would definitely say premillennial. I would even say pre-trib, at least where I'm at right now. But I tell you what I've learned over the years. Don't be so arrogant as to think you've got it all figured out, okay? So if you want to listen to it over the next little bit, hey, that's fine. If you disagree with me, that's okay too. I'm fine with that too. Like I said, there's good brethren, good churches, all over the place on this. But here's the thing. My question is, do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? Do you know that you're a sinner? Do you know that you need Christ? You need to turn from your sin, turn from yourself, and to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. Okay? Then, if you are a professing Christian, what you need to look at is this. Christ is returning, and you better be ready, because if you're not ready when that time comes, listen, I promise you this, there's not going to be a tribulation force. There's not going to be a group of people trying to take over, trying to stop the Antichrist and all this stuff. That stuff is just foolish. I don't care what your position is. That's just nuttier than a fruitcake. So anyway, hope everyone's doing good. And if you're in the Marion, Kentucky area, come check us out. And God willing, we'll see you later. Love you guys. Oh, yes, Sunday school, 10:30. We're going over some of the things we believe as a church. And we were doing that in the afternoons. It just seems like it's going to work better for Sunday school. And then in morning worship, we're going to be doing an introduction tomorrow. Maybe even the first chapter of the book of Revelation. Love you guys. Have a wonderful day. And we'll see you later.